Our story begins in the rec center. Stacy and Bobby have just met in the lobby.
Why did you want to meet me here?
Well, it seemed to be a good halfway meeting point. So, what did your mom and dad say when you told them about the news?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Let's just say that I had to hold the phone very far away just to keep my eardrums from blowing.
That bad?
Well, they were mad for a couple of reasons. I went behind their back and found a way to stay in New York, and of course I'm staying with Matt, who they're ticked off at.
I know they're mad now, but they'll get over it. The good news is that you're here in New York and you don't have to go back to Erie.
Can you believe it? I'm so glad I listened to you and talked to him.
I felt so bad for him with those scars on his face.
I know. He seems pretty screwed up, and believe me, living with him isn't my first choice, but I'll take what I can get. Dara? What are you doing here?
Bobby? You two know each other?
Hello, Stacy.
Hello, Mr. Endicott. What's going on here? Why are you with Dara? And, Dara, how do you know Bobby?
Dara and I ran into each other outside.
I met Dara at the park the other day. Still going there every day?
I gave up on my search for Lucas.
Oh, good grief. You've been camping out at the park waiting for Lucas to magically reappear?
Shut up, Stacy. I have to get to work. See you around, Bobby.
I'll see you at school tomorrow, dear.
Oh, don't remind me.
Bye. Hi there, I'm Bobby, by the way.
Hi, Derek Endicott. I'm one of Stacy's teachers.
Teacher? You don't look any older than us.
Bobby, maybe we should go somewhere else to talk.
Don't leave on my account. I'll be inside. Take care.
What was that all about? You don't like your teacher?
Don't ask.
At the Wells residence, Marshall and CJ are talking with Kyle, who has just read the goodbye note from his sister, Andrea.
I can't believe this. Where did she go?
We were hoping you could tell us, Kyle.
Uncle Kyle, she's coming back, right?
Yeah, kid, of course. What the hell did you do to my sister, Marshall?
I didn't do anything.
Bull. She hasn't filled me in on any specifics, but I've had a sense something was wrong between the two of you for a while now.
What's going on, Dad?
Shut up, Kyle. You're upsetting the boy.
I want to know what happened to Mom, damn it. Andrea wouldn't have just taken off and left her son here if you hadn't done something to make her leave.
Look, I have to take that. It's a work call.
No, don't let it interrupt your work, Dad.
It's going to be all right, kid. We'll find her.
He knows more than he's saying, Uncle Kyle. I know he does.
Why do you think that?
He's hiding something. I've interrupted him in his office a few times where he quickly threw his folder into his desk.
Kid, you've been watching way too many James Bond movies or something. I think your parents are just going through a hard time right now. They'll be all right. They've been together a long time.
I wish that I could believe you. I feel so much better if I'm with this call.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples.